This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. All this week, we're speaking with candidates for New Hampshire governor, and today, we're hearing from incumbent Republican Chris Sununu. He's with us now to talk about economic policy. Governor Sununu, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thanks, and thank you for having me on.
On the campaign trail in 2016, you promised to visit 100 businesses and invite them to move to New Hampshire. You've announced that you've spoken to more than 100 businesses. What benefit has that been to the state?
Oh, it's been huge. I mean, we did 100 businesses in 100 days. I think we did just over 127. You know, I mean, think about this. Canada is our number one trading partner, yet no governor had even visited Canada in 10 years to talk economics and opportunity. So within the first couple months, I went to Quebec and I sat with businesses all over the eastern part of Canada.
Mm-hmm. And so has that yielded anything? Has anyone decided
Absolutely.
To come?
Absolutely. We've seen businesses come in. I sat with a woman from a small company in Arizona. I sat with a gentleman with a small company just outside of Montreal. He's in Berlin now. She's over in Portsmouth. We have had large companies come in. We talk to businesses in Massachusetts all the time that are trying to, again, create more opportunity and flexibility for themselves and their workers. They're coming up here. We have had businesses that were thinking one time of leaving, expanding elsewhere, like Hitchner or BAE. They're now here, and they're investing millions of dollars in right here in New Hampshire. Lonza, a great example, international company, decided with the Trump tax cuts they were going to make a very large investment in one of their facilities around the world. They chose Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that there's basically a handful out of the 127 that have decided to come here. Does that say something about the pitch that you're able to deliver about New Hampshire's economy, that perhaps it needs to be refined so that more than five out of 127 will come to New Hampshire?
Well, let's be fair. I just named five off the top of my head. There's more than that coming, not to mention when you go and pitch these companies, some of them are thinking, they don't up and leave the next day. Right. Some of them are thinking about where to go, what is going to take, what that investment is going to take for themselves. So, no, we've had tremendous, tremendous success.
What investments would you try to make in your second term as governor for communities that maybe have not shared in the prosperity that some communities have experienced in the past few years?
Well, again, when we returned money to cities and towns, every city and town got a check. Every single one got a check when we put that first $35 million out. When we invested in school infrastructure, over 400 schools got our safe school infrastructure grants. I don't believe in picking winners and losers like the Democrats and my opponent does. I believe that you create equal opportunity for every community across the board, right? Everyone gets a chance.
So does that mean that some constituents don't deserve some special help, especially the more economically depressed communities?
No, I just said everybody gets equal opportunity. I don't understand your statement right there. I just said everyone gets equal opportunity across the board. You don't pick the winners and losers, right? When we focus on safe school infrastructure or roads and bridges or clean drinking water, where there's a need, that's exactly where the investment goes, right? So by doing that, you're allowing everyone to participate equally.
Let's talk about the Wayfair decision. You promised to give every out-of-state taxing jurisdiction and authority the fight of their life if they try to make New Hampshire businesses collect sales taxes on behalf of other states. Lawmakers convened at your request. They came up with no legislative solution. So where's the fight now?
Well, so we created a legislative solution. The House just decided not to pass it. In the meantime, we haven't slowed down. We've worked directly with the Attorney General's office. Again, we're setting up essentially barriers, right? Barriers to have other tax jurisdictions, whether they be cities or towns across the country, come in and ask our businesses to be their tax collector. That's not fair. That's not the New Hampshire advantage. And we're going to keep putting up every barrier we can. The next big step, though, is for the legislature to come back. I think they should take up the piece of legislation that we started. But if they want to craft their own too, that's fine as well. But they got to move forward and they got to get it done.
When it comes to keeping costs low for ratepayers, what progress can you point to?
So we've done a couple things. The first thing you have to do to keep rates low for electric ratepayers is not raise them, which is why Bill 365 and the net metering bill were just bad ideas for the state of New Hampshire. Now, I know 365, they overturned my veto. Unfortunately, the majority of electricity-driven legislation is driven on politics, not on practical policy. So first, you start by not raising the rates any. Then you can do things like creating transparency. So for the first time ever, I think, we're going to actually have transparency in our electric bills. You can see where your money is going. You can see what you're actually paying for. We need to invest in renewable energy, but we need to do it smart. We need to not just look at the environmental aspects, but we have to look at the social and economic aspects of well, and make sure when you put all those variables together, you're making the investments where you can really get a return in value for the ratepayer, not just for a community or a city, but the ratepayers actually have to see a reduction in those rates over time. Too often we invest in these large solar arrays and the city might benefit, they might save a few bucks, but it doesn't trickle all the way down to the ratepayer, and we need to start making sure that that happens.
Governor Kristununu, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.